This is Earth and Sky on the subject of honeycombs. If you wanted to know the most efficient way to store honey, just look to the bees. And if you don't trust the bees, ask a mathematician. We spoke with mathematician Dr. Keith Devlin about what's known as the honeycomb conjecture.
Even way back in the times of the ancient Greeks, it was conjectured that the familiar honeycomb shape we see, which is of a repeating hexagonal pattern, they're cylinders, hexagonal-shaped cylinders stacked one against the other in an endless array. I think it was Pappus, in fact, that conjectured that that was the most efficient way of storing honey. Efficient in the sense of it uses the minimum amount of wax to store a certain volume of honey.
But it took a long time for humans to prove the wisdom of what the bees had been doing for millions of years.
Oddly enough, this was one of those cases, and they happen from time to time in mathematics, that proving something rigorously that seems obvious or at least intuitively clear can take a long time. In the case of the honeycomb conjecture, the conjecture that the shape of the honeycomb uses the least amount of wax, that conjecture took 2,000 years to prove. It was rather tricky mathematics. The proof takes about 30 or 40 pages, as I recall. Quite heavy-duty mathematics in order to do something that the natural world had just done through ordinary evolutionary processes.
Our thanks to Dr. Keith Devlin for speaking with us. And with thanks to the National Science Foundation, I'm Joel Block for Earth and Sky.